Some shocking new details about the King of Pop revealed in a brand new biography that's out today called Untouchable, The Strange Life and Tragic Death of Michael Jackson. ABC's Nick Watt sat down with the author, former Rolling Stone contributor Randall Sullivan. Take a look.
The book is called Untouchable, The Strange Life and Tragic Death of Michael Jackson.
He was headed to heaven and hell at the same time, and he was able to sustain the momentum in both directions.
And there are plenty of tales of Wacko Jacko. Despite all of his wealth, Michael had only one credit card and would ask business partners to deliver bags of cash, which he stashed around the house.
In one case, there's a phone call where he's asking Mark for $7.5 million. For some reason, he put it was like a French fry bag or something, and gave it to Michael. And so that became an in-joke of, you know, well, I want you to supersize this order.
And he wanted to be an actor.
Michael was tired of being a song and dance man. He didn't want to perform on stage from the time, well, from the time of the History Tour, which was 1995, 1996.
He wanted to play Spider-Man on film, and he wanted to play Willy Wonka. He even wrote a soundtrack for that movie, but he was not chosen to play either role. Sullivan paints Jackson as desperate for true friendship. He fantasized about becoming close to Princess Diana.
Diana didn't want to be his friend.
No, she didn't. For lack of a better word, I think she was a little creeped out by him.
But after 3 years of research, Sullivan, a hard-bitten journalist, was left with this.
I developed a deep affection for Michael that I didn't see coming.
For Good Morning America, Nick Watt, ABC News, Los Angeles.